Graphic the Daily, Heading Level 4, May 24, 2020. Link Graphic Anika Necklesson Headshot, Heading Level 3. Link Anika Necklesson, Assistant Editor. It's nearly Memorial Day. To commemorate, we're revisiting a poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Then, this holiday tends to be a day spent in contemplation, in the great outdoors. If you're unable to take on such adventures today, bask in the work of John Muir, and read about the journeys of yesteryear, with four selections from our archives. Heading Level 1, A Poem for Memorial Day, Susan Walsh / App. Link Decoration Day, by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Sleep, comrades, sleep and rest on this field of grounded arms, where foes no more molest, nor sentries shot alarms. Star, 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 ye have slept on the ground before, and started to your feet at the cannon's sudden roar, or the drum's redoubling beat. Star, 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 but in this camp of death no sound your slumber breaks. Here is no fevered breath, no wound that bleeds and aches. Star, 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 all is repose and peace, untrampled lies the sod. The shouts of battle cease, it is the truce of God. Star, 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 rest, comrades, rest and sleep. The thoughts of men shall be as sentinels to keep your rest from danger free. Star, 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 your silent tents of green we deck with fragrant flowers. Yours has the suffering been, the memory shall be ours. About this poem, Decoration Day, a remembrance honoring the Civil War dead, was first published in our June 1882 issue. As our poetry editor David Barber explains, Link the piece predates the Memorial Day holiday as Link we know it. The poem pays tribute to what was then a new form of civic observance, a day set aside to commemorate those who had perished in the Civil War, by placing flags and flowers on soldiers' graves, a custom that gradually gave rise to our modern Memorial Day, honoring all who give their lives in military service. Its first readers likely felt an elegiac pang all the more acutely. By the time the poem circulated in the June 1882 Atlantic, it would have been national news that Longfellow had died just a few weeks earlier at his home in Cambridge, at the age of 75. Heading Level 1 for Adventure reads, Eric Risberg / App. Link Hike the Sierra with John Muir. Decades before Yosemite Valley became a national park, Muir made a home for himself in the area. His journal entries from those years provide a window into a daily life full of wild beauty and free from responsibility. He leads a meandering months-long excursion with a flock of sheep at his heels, sleeps on a boulder beneath a waterfall, and faces off with more than one bear. Link unicycle up and down mountains. Mountain biking, too safe and slow for George Peck, who taught himself to ride a unicycle through boulder fields and along snow-crusted mountain trails, and even jump it over picnic tables. At the age of 56, he was still doing it, and he wasn't alone. In a 1997 profile, the writer Michael Finkel detailed how Peck, through his strange obsession, helped invent a sport. Link climbed the world's tallest trees. A year later, Finkel went deep into the country's national forests with the practitioners of another strange sport, technical tree climbing. He described an organization of hundreds of recreational climbers who dedicated their time to scaling immense and ancient trees in strong winds, through nasty injuries, and, at times, behind park rangers' backs. The more stressful life on the ground becomes, the more some people feel the need to take time out in trees, one climber told him. Link scale peaks in Iran. Climbing a 15,912-foot mountain as part of a cultural exchange in 2011, Gregory Crouch found himself navigating both political suspicions and a freezing thunderstorm. But the difficult ascent became a shared escape and a bridge. Mountains is free land, one of his Iranian hosts observed. Everybody in the mountains is member of this same country. Heritage images / Getty. If an escape to the mountains isn't possible, here are a few slightly less adventurous suggestions for the holiday. Get engrossed in a new book, whatever your mood. Our warm weather link reading list offers something for every craving, whether page turners or tales of human connection. Watch a movie, but make it interesting. Our film critic link compiled a list of 30 genuinely unprecedented films. It's easy to call a movie unique, but these actually are, he says. Feeling cooped up? Wander the halls of a virtual museum. Try a tour of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, or something else from our list of link-free cultural activities you can do from home. Pay attention to the birds outside your window. Link, they remind me of what I'm doing, and why, an ardent bird watcher writes. Play our new Sunday crossword. Link, it's bigger than our weekday puzzles and themed. You can also use a new feature to solve with friends. Dance alone, if you need to. Our music critic put together a pop link playlist to help you link thrive in link solitude. Heading Level 1, About Us. This email was written by Isabel Fadel and Annika Necklesson. It was edited by Caroline Mims-Nice. Link questions, suggestions, typos, reply directly to this newsletter, or write to linkcaroline@theatlantic.com anytime. Did someone forward you this newsletter? Link, sign yourself up for the daily here. Heading level 1, most popular on the Atlantic. List with 5 items. 1. Link, the prophecies of Q. 2. Link, America's patchwork pandemic is fraying even further. 3. Link, how could the CDC make that mistake? 4. Link, social distancing is not enough. 5. Link, the end of Hong Kong out of list. Heading level 1, support independent journalism. Subscribe today. Link, product Sodom Source equals newsletter. Since 1857, readers have trusted the Atlantic to examine the world with depth and accuracy. Link, become a subscriber. Unlabeled graphic to get missing image descriptions. Open the context menu. The Atlantic Daily Newsletter. You're receiving this newsletter because you've signed up to receive the daily. Link, see all of our Link newsletters. Link, subscribe to the Atlantic. Link, get the Atlantic iOS app. Link, graphic Facebook logo. Link, graphic Twitter logo. Link, graphic Instagram logo. Link, graphic YouTube logo. This email was sent to hello@smilesdavis.yeah. You've signed up to receive newsletters from the Atlantic. If you wish to unsubscribe from the Atlantic newsletters, link click here. To update your Atlantic media email preferences, link click here. Atlantic media, the Watergate 600, New Hampshire, AVNW, Washington, DC 20037.